Well, back to school time is here, and that could mean more cases of the measles. The Centers for Disease Control says so far this year, there have been 1,182 cases reported. 10 new cases confirmed just this week. Measles is extremely contagious. It can lead to permanent brain damage and even death. And joining us live to talk about it is ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. Dr. Ashton, this is so scary. Tell us about the measles threat that we're facing here as a country right now.
Well, Deb, you know, it's been kind of out of the news recently. And so, like a lot of things, when we don't hear about it, we don't keep it on the front of our radar. Mm-hmm. To be clear, from a public health standpoint, you know, this outbreak is not over. It may have slowed somewhat, but the risk is that when you're talking about the most contagious respiratory virus in the world, that when we go back to school, kids are in close quarters and that we could see, you know, more cases. The numbers the CDC just revealed, just shy of 1,200 confirmed cases in the U.S., about 10% of those cases required hospitalization for severe complications like pneumonia or encephalitis. And, you know, I think that we need to understand that it's not just our country, 30 states affected, but it's various parts of the world that are seeing a huge uptick in measles cases. And unfortunately, this is preventable. So, you know, we shouldn't be seeing those numbers here in the U.S.
Obviously, parents and educators are concerned about this. What more, as individual family units and educators, can we do to protect kids in the classroom?
You know, Mark, I think it's three things. Number one, this is a reminder about vaccination, okay? The MMR vaccine, one dose, 93% protection, two doses, 97% protection. So kids should have that vaccine before going to school. And in fact, most do, but some do not. I think knowing the signs and symptoms of measles is something that a lot of healthcare professionals are unfamiliar with because this was eradicated in 2000. So a lot of healthcare providers, myself included, have never seen an actual clinical case of the measles, but parents need to know what it looks like also. It starts looking like a bad cold, cough, high fever, red eyes, runny nose, then they can get a rash that starts typically 3 to 5 days after the symptom starts, which could be a week or 2 days after exposure. And I think the third thing, and this goes well beyond measles, if your child is sick, try to stay home. I know that's not always possible, but really that's basic infection control 101.
All right, Dr. Ashton, lots more to come on this as we head into the school year. Thanks so much for joining us, ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton.